I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. The recent deaths of three Vermont inmates are shedding light on out-of-state prisons and mental health care behind bars. Investigators found little blame to assign in two of the three cases, but today the lead investigator told a panel of state lawmakers the state did seriously mishandle its treatment of the third inmate, a man who committed suicide last spring. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Defender General Matt Valerio doesn't hesitate to say when he believes officials have done wrong by his clients, who include inmates sent to out-of-state prisons. But he says fault for the death of 65-year-old James Nicholson in April can't be laid fully on the private prison contractor which ran the Kentucky institution where the Vermonter died weeks after suffering severe head injuries during a fight in a prison bathroom.
If I'm making a conclusion and I'm going to point fingers at somebody, I have to have evidence.
Valerio was referring to a Kentucky medical examiner's report, which showed Nicholson also suffered from heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. Valerio says the report is not clear if the injuries the inmate received during the altercation in the bathroom contributed to his death a month and a half later.
I've read a lot of autopsy reports and have handled many murder cases in the course of my career. And sometimes when you read those, you have to read a little bit between the lines. It looked to me like the medical examiner was trying to figure out a way to link the two, but couldn't do it scientifically.
Valerio was much more definitive about the death of another inmate in state custody. Patrick Fennessy was 34 when he died in April, 2 days after he hung himself at the Southern State Correctional Center in Springfield. The investigation is continuing, Valerio says.
But it's pretty obvious to me that Department of Mental Health and the Agency of Human Services, Healthcare Rehabilitation Services, and the Department of Corrections all to some degree contributed to failing to prevent this guy from committing suicide.
Fennessy did not receive the mental health care he needed, Valerio says, and he was transferred back to prison after his insurance ran out to pay for his treatment at the Brattleboro retreat.
They didn't have a caregiver or a place to put him in the outside that would satisfy his needs, so they just brought him in.
The third inmate who died this year was 43-year-old Annette Douglas. She refused treatment for diabetes and other conditions. Valerio says officials failed to focus on her mental conditions that led her to make that choice to end her medical care. The treatment of incarcerated people with mental illness has long concerned Bennington Senator Dick Sears, co-chairman of the legislature's Justice Oversight Committee.
I'm hoping that one of the things that will come out of our committee's work is recommendations about how do we deal with the seriously functionally impaired who have mental illnesses that are not being addressed in a correctional setting.
Sears says the committee will hold its next hearing at the Springfield Correctional Center and will ask more questions about mental health care in the prison system. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.